Well, they tune in because we bring great guests on, like our friends from the Children's Attention Home. We always love hearing the latest from them at the Children's Attention Home. And April is a really big month for them. In the studio this morning, we have Devontae Walker and Katie Motzinger. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Hey, morning. Hey, thanks for having
good
us.
Good to see you.
All right. So April is National Child Abuse Prevention Month, and we have got a slew of events happening. It really kind of starts tomorrow when the Attorney General comes to Rock Hill.
Yes. So we have a big event tomorrow where we're really excited to have him as one of our guest speakers, and he'll be talking about the obstacles that victims of crime face as we look at Child Abuse Prevention Month, really looking at what are the systemic and what are all of the variables that they face that us, as I would say, quote unquote, normal, those with normal childhood experiences, what do we not think about or take for granted because we haven't had to overcome these obstacles, be it, you know, going through the foster care system or discrimination that happens with them because of their experience or because of their background. So we're excited to hear from him and for everybody attending the event.
Mm-hmm. Great message, because sometimes you think you're doing everything, but you fail to understand that you're missing something very key to what their experience, simply because it's so different from anything that we could imagine.
Yeah. And I mean, like I said, I've never walked through it, so I can fail to understand truly the depth of the trauma and the difficulty of the circumstances that they're walking through. So what may seem very simple of an opportunity to take advantage of to us, for them might look like climbing Mount Everest.
Right.
I mean, if you've never seen it modeled for you, you've never seen somebody take those steps to change your life,
right?
It seems almost insurmountable to them that it's even possible. And that's what we do at the Children's Attention Home. I mean, that's our mission. That's our goal, is that we're really providing a home and a safe space for these kids so that they can see that potential in themselves, you know, see beyond what maybe beyond the road that's been walked ahead of them before. You know, they can really look forward and see maybe the examples of people who are around them and volunteers or the people who are working with them, but really focus on how can we help them visualize that future that they can be a part of.
They don't know what they don't know.
Yeah,
exactly.
And you're breaking a cycle.
Exactly. Exactly.
Awesome. And that's why April is National Child Abuse Prevention Month, right? I mean, it's just to raise awareness and to have these discussions, which sometimes can be awkward, right? I mean, like to your point, if you've had a normal childhood, to relate to those who have not, you either just overstep on your words because you're being so sensitive, you don't want to offend someone. But this is a time like to raise all kind of awareness and get involved. And if you don't know much about the Children's Attention Home or what they do, my goodness, there's something almost like every day, it looks like. And it really starts besides tomorrow, Saturday, with the Teddy Bear Trot put on by York Electric Cooperative and the York County Department of Social Services.
Yes. And so with the Teddy Bear Trot, and Patty, just to go back, you said you don't know what you don't know. And that goes not only for the kids and opportunities, but for us as a community, looking at, we don't know what child abuse looks like until we know about it, you know? And so with the Teddy Bear Trot on Saturday, we're very fortunate to have York Electric step up as a corporate partner in the community to say, we want to be part of raising awareness that child abuse is happening here in York County. You know, it's something that not everybody wants to think about. It's not comfortable to think about, but we can all do something about it. And that's the point of this event, is really come out, have fun, but walk away understanding that you're supporting the efforts of several agencies, not just ours, but DSS, the Foster Parent Association, and other groups here in York County, Safe Passage, with the work that they do with child abuse victims. You know, there's lots of agencies who do great work in serving victims of child abuse. And so a lot of these agencies will be out at the race so people can get information. You can learn about volunteer opportunities. And then, of course, it is a benefit to us. So all the proceeds from that race will come back to support the Children's Attention Home.
And then the celebrations continue with Spirit Day at a Chick-fil-A on Thursday, April the 4th, then Wear Blue Day on Friday, April the 5th. Say Something, See Something, Say Something, training that happens. So a lot of this stuff, is it open for folks to just take part in and learn a little bit about how to go about what you all do and how to report something?
Yes.
Yeah.
Our goal for Child Abuse Prevention Month at the Children's Attention Home was to really open it up to the community and give several different ways for people to get involved. So whether that's coming to support us at Chick-fil-A on Cherry Road on April 4th, everybody loves Chick-fil-A, so you have breakfast, lunch, and dinner, so there's that opportunity. Or something as simple as on Monday we have Speak Up York County, and so that's just a hashtag. So using a simple Facebook or Instagram post to share your story or share a post that we have just to bring more awareness to it. Or Friday, where it's Wear Blue Day, you know. So on Friday, April 5th, you just wear the color blue to help bring awareness to child abuse. And so whether it's as engaged physically or not, there are a ton of opportunities to get involved. And even with See Something, Say Something, that event is essentially on how to recognize mm-hmm. and report child abuse. And so it's like a lot of times we may see something and we're not sure how to handle that situation. It could be something in the grocery store, at the gas station, or at a school. And it's like, you know, is that child abuse? Is it not? And so it's a great opportunity to just kind of come out and learn, you know, here are the signs to look for. This is considered abuse. This isn't. And then kind of what are your next steps? And so however engaged you would like to be, we hope that you're able to find some type of opportunity. Mm-hmm. If you visit attentionhome.org/CAP month, we have our entire participation packet, our Spirit Week flyer, and all of that information is going to be there as well as on our social media pages.
Wow, there's an event on Welcome Wednesday, right? Every Wednesday in April, they can come and tour the Children's Attention Home, which sometimes they can't always do that. So this is an opportunity to really see what the classrooms, right? To see the learning environment, to see the cafeteria.
Yes, that is one of my favorite parts of my job. I always welcome people to sign up and come and tour the Children's Attention Home. A lot of times people don't necessarily have an accurate perception of group homes or foster care in general. And so with all of the services that we are providing, from foster care to youth homelessness and things like that, it's a great opportunity to just step into the environment and actually see where we're providing the services, as well as learn all of the different services that we provide. And so it's a great opportunity to just walk through our campus and see the rooms and see where the kids sleep. And, you know, it's always amazing to see people's reaction, because it's truly not what people think. It's a really nice campus. And so we welcome people, particularly on Wednesdays throughout the month of April.
All right. Again, join the Children's Attention Home in combating child abuse in April, as April is National Child Abuse Prevention Month. You can get involved as early as Saturday with the Teddy Bear Trot in York. And then throughout the month, there are different days, and we'll, of course, alert you to those days as we get closer to them. But Devontae Walker, Katie Motzinger, you all do a fantastic job over there at the Children's Attention Home. You really do. We know you love the community. We know you love the kids, and your volunteers say just great things about what you all do, and community partners as well. My goodness, the amount of folks that spend great time there to fix up the place. So you guys are doing some good stuff, and we certainly appreciate it.
Well, thank you so much. We couldn't do what we do without the community, truly. So thanks to all of you. Yeah.